with his faithful valet, Cato, Britt Reed, daring young publisher, matches wits with the underworld, risking his life that criminals and racketeers within the law may feel its weight by the sting of the Green Hornet. Ride with Britt Reed as he races toward another thrilling adventure. The Green Hornet strikes again.
Hurry, Cato. Here's where we smash a protection racket.
That's right, boys. Load the barge as high as you go.
You think we'll need another barge, Chief?
One will be enough, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Hey, don't pile everything at one end. She'll sink right here.
Hey, Chief, get ready.
Yes?
I'm lower than the Sentinel, Chief. What's going on?
That barge is loaded with gambling apparatus picked up in recent raids. All of it will be dumped into the bay.
All of it?
Every single gambling device. As new Chief of Police, I can safely say the city is completely free of organized gambling.
Sounds like a speech coming on.
Speech? No, nothing like that.
Yes, spare it. Say, how about a picture of you, Chief?
Picture?
Yeah, stock shot, number 99. You know, Chief of Police smashes gambling machine. It's good every time the warehouse gets loaded with gambling devices and they have to be dumped in the bay.
Very well, get the photographer.
Way ahead of you, Chief. There he is.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Moran.
Yeah, Lowry.
How about one of those slot machines in the next? The Chief is going to pose as a racket buster.
Okay.
You don't sound very eager, Lowry.
No? Well, frankly, Ritter, you're not my first choice for Chief of Police.
Is that your opinion or the opinion of the paper you work for?
Both, Ritter, both. The Daily Sentinel does.
Haven't I cleaned up gambling in the city?
Oh, sure, but for how long? Well, Ritter, I hear tell that Frenchie's going to open up a gambling joint in a couple of weeks.
That's a lie.
You don't say. Can I quote you on that?
And the same goes for every other gambling joint. I closed them when I took office, and they'll stay closed.
You don't mind if I keep my fingers crossed.
Here's the slot machine. This'll do, Flattery, right here.
Okay, I'll get back and keep loading that barge. And for Pete's sake, put some of the stuff on the fire side. You're overloading one end.
How about the axe, Moran?
Right here.
Okay, Chief, start swinging. Stock for fire when ready.
You sure you get a good one? Here goes.
Hey, that's pretty good. You swing a mean axe.
And, you can quote me as saying that the gambling racket has been smashed as thoroughly...
As thoroughly as the slot machine. Yeah, yep, we got it. We use the same quotation every time.
Now, you've got your picture. The police have work to do.
Say, Ritter, where's Frenchie's stuff?
Who?
You know, Frenchie runs the biggest gambling joint in town.
He used to run it. We raided him the day after I was appointed.
Where's the equipment from that joint?
It'll soon be at the bottom of the sea.
Frenchie's stuff was bright red, wasn't it?
Was it?
Sure, you know. It was a pet superstition of his. Everything red. I don't see it on the bar.
It's there, probably underneath. Why?
Just asking. The rumor's going around that Frenchie's planning to open up again. And another one of Frenchie's superstitions is using the same equipment.
Then the rumor is false. He won't open and he won't get his old equipment.
Okay, just asking. Oh, but...
What's that?
Hey, that barge is beginning to...
Chief, the barge is tipping. I told those guys to tip it evenly.
Do something, Sergeant.
Come on, Moran.
Watch those ropes.
Hey, you, bring that camera.
Look out. He's going to tip.
Holy mackerel, look at Ashford. The plane pool's pulling in a harbor.
Ashford, let go.
Let go of that rope, you dope. It's as tight as a fiddle right now.
Watch out for that rope.
Get back.
There she goes. She's turning over. Look at it go.
It. The whole barge tipped over.
Right on the riverfront, eh?
Yeah, those gambling devices are sunk right beside the police wharf.
Won't interfere with docking, will it?
I don't think so. It's plenty deep there. But what a yarn!
We have a picture, Mr. Reed. They're still wet from the wharf.
How'd they turn out, boy?
Very well, Lowry. The photographer did a nice job.
I didn't notice. I yelled to him to take some shots.
Yeah, he took them. Yeah, see, the barge itself didn't sink. It tilted up, spilled off its load, and then bounced back to the surface.
And did we get a shower?
Yeah, this shows you an actress.
That lunkhead. Boss, they almost got clipped when a hawser powdered. You'd think it'd have enough sense to know a snap rope is a kick like a mule.
And this, lying on the wharf?
Where?
Right here, this man.
That's Ritter, boss.
Ritter?
Yeah, I didn't notice that.
That flying rope in must have knocked Ritter cold, Larry.
Like a mackerel. Oh, gosh, why was I in such a hurry to get back to the Sentinel? I'd have given a week's pay to see that.
I wish the Sentinel could get something on Ritter that would knock him as cold as this. You checked on Frenchy's equipment, Larry?
I didn't get any place for it. Was it there? The river says it was on the barge, but I didn't see it.
Well, how could you miss it? It's bright red.
Listen, Casey, that barge was loaded high. It might have been there, and it might not.
Casey.
Yes, sir?
Casey snapped out of the newsroom.
On my way.
Tell Gunnigan to slap him on page one big. Give it a good play.
Yes.
Hey, Casey, tell Gunnigan to do me a favor, will you?
Yes?
Tell him to spell Ritter's name wrong.
Even for a pal, the answer's no.
Lowry, we need some action on Ritter.
You tell me how, boss.
He's crooked as a roller coaster, and we know it. All he needs is 6 months in the saddle, and this town will be overflowing with wreckage.
You need a lot of raids.
Just front, Lowry, that's all. He just took office, so he's making things look good. Getting a big play for the publicity. How long do you think that'll last?
If you ask me, it's over already.
Frenchy?
Yes, Frenchy.
Top man in the gambling racket, that's true. If anyone has the inside track with Ritter, it's him.
We could print rumors. We need a dozen front pages.
Hello?
It's the Sentinel?
It's the Sentinel. Who's this?
That's you, Mr. Reed. This is Moran. Sergeant Moran.
Oh, yes, Moran. You were connected directly to me. Miss Case isn't in her office. What is it?
I think I got something for you.
Where are you?
I'm right across the street from Frenchy's place.
French?
Holy macro, boss.
Moran.
If you want to see something, better send a reporter over to... Hey, look out.
Moran?
There's a guy here. He's... Oh!
Moran!
Boss, what's the matter?
Moran! Hello! On your horse, Lowry. Somebody struck Moran. Get over there, now!
Who is it? Is he hurt?
Outside, let me through there. Gangway!
Out of the way!
Moran, are you okay?
Get me out of here, Lowry.
We heard it over the phone. Who slugged you?
Give me a hand, will you?
Are you okay?
Yeah, a little dizzy, that's all.
I'll take you back to headquarters, Moran.
No, no, back to the paper.
Huh?
To the Sentinel, Lowry. I'd rather go there.
Come on, come on, it's all over. Get out of the way. Go on, watch the building excavation. One time. Taxi. Hey, taxi.
Pump you've got, Moran. Sure you don't want to go home and lie down?
Bah. I ain't that soft, Mr. Reed.
What hit you?
I don't know, Miss Case. I was on the phone.
You have no idea who it might have been?
Yeah, I got an idea. I think it was one of Frenchy's boys, and it's a good idea.
Moran, what was that phone call about? You learn something?
How come you didn't call headquarters? After all, you're a cop.
Mr. Reed, when I saw that rogue smack Chief Ritter, I ducked away.
Why?
Well, I'd heard Lowry arguing with Ritter about them rumors, about Frenchy's gambling joint.
So you took it on yourself to do a little independent sleuthing. Is that it, Moran?
Why not, Mr. Reed? I don't give that for Ritter.
You and everyone on the Sentinel, Moran.
He'd love to get your stripes, Moran. The less honest cops Ritter has, the better.
All right. Let's have it, Moran. You went to Frenchy's place.
I didn't get inside, Mr. Reed.
Nevertheless, you went. You found something too hot to tell over the phone. What?
Mr. Reed, sure as I'm sitting here, Frenchy's joint is open. And I'm betting Ritter knows all about it.
But it was closed down 2 months ago.
You can open again, can't it, Mr. Reed? Moran, will you keep on this?
Yeah, you couldn't stop me.
If you get anything, let the Sentinel have it. We could use it, Scoop.
Sure I will, Mr. Reed. The Sentinel's done me plenty of favors. And with Ritter heading up the department, I ain't going to report to him.
Sure. Now, where can we get a diving outfit?
Well, we get... A diving outfit?
Yes. Helmet, air pump, divers, the whole works.
Holy mackerel, boy.
That barge tipped over, Lowry. Ritter says Frenchy's equipment was on it. Well, we're going to find out. Look in the phone book, Miss Case. I want that equipment checked as soon as possible. Your check in the mail.
That was a diving company, Mr. Reed?
Yeah, they went down yesterday, Miss Case. Not a sign of Frenchy's equipment. That doesn't prove it isn't there, but it certainly doesn't prove that it is.
Button, who's got the relay for you?
Please, I want to see you.
Ritter.
I picked my callers, Ritter.
Never mind the formalities. Am I police commissioner or not?
Unfortunately for the city, you are.
What do you mean by sending down a diver? That wharf is police property. You should have got my okay first.
A detail we overlooked. And tell me this. What's happened to the gambling apparatus in Frenchy's place?
If you didn't find it in the river, I
didn't.
It's there. You don't believe a diver could go through all that, do you?
Thank you, Ritter. I think Frenchy's is open again.
I see. You've been talking to one of my police sergeants, eh?
How did you know one of your men had been over there?
Well, that's neither here nor there. The point is that I deny any gambling joints are open anywhere.
At least a dozen of them. More, I think you're getting paid to let them open.
I deny that.
Then will you raid one of them?
Raid?
Yes. Frenchy's, for instance. You're bluffing, and I'm calling it. Are you afraid to raid that place?
You mean tonight?
Yes. And I'd like to come along.
All right, Reed. I'll show you and the Daily Sentinel you can't say I'm covering up for a racket. That racket doesn't exist, and I'll prove it tonight.
Okay, here's where we get up. Is that the place, Moran?
That's it. Does it look like a gambling joint?
That's Moran, Ritter.
Yes, Mr. Reed. That's it.
You haven't much faith in your chief of police, Reed.
I haven't. The reason is right behind that front door.
All right, you men. You know your jobs. When the whistle blows, get in. Did I discover charges?
Yes, sir.
I've got to that door. What do you think, Larry?
I don't know, boss. This is on the up and up, but Ritter doesn't seem worried.
Hello.
Well, I'll be... Boss, we got something.
That's Kate. What are you doing here?
Going out of raid. The girl can't miss all the fun.
But...
All right, you're here. You might as well stay.
This is it. Blow your whistle, Moran.
Inside. Through the door.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah. In we go.
Two men, scatter. Go through the room.
What's it going in this room?
Get upstairs, Wally.
On my way, boss.
Hey, wait for both of you guys.
Well, Reed.
Hey, you. Come out here.
Moran's got something.
Come on, you. Here's one guy, Chief. Found him in that side room.
Let go of me. What's going on here?
This is a police raid.
All right, let's have it. Where's the gambling equipment?
You're nuts, mister.
This is French's gambling joint.
Gambling? Police? Say, you're crazy.
There ain't nothing on this floor, Mr. Reed. It's clean as a whistle.
Well, Reed, does this convince you?
I'll take a look for myself, thanks.
Nothing.
Don't
see. Now we can gamble upstairs, boss. It's empty.
Empty?
Sure. There ain't no gambling here. I'm the caretaker.
There you are, Reed. The Sentinel claimed I was allied with gambling interests. Now, where's the gambling?
All right, Ritter. I admit the place is empty. I suppose you had them shipped off.
Nothing of the sort.
You were someone else. Let it go. But get this. You may have taken this round, but the fight isn't over yet. Not by a long shot.
Get there, there's nothing to raid.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Lowry, put on another record.
One guess is all you need to pick the bird who gave the tip off.
Don't tell me.
Ritter must have phoned Frenchy ahead of time, so Frenchy assigned to pull his gambling equipment out of the joint.
Very good, Sherlock. So what?
Huh?
So what good is knowing something unless you can back it up with facts? Ritter's in a position to give them advance notice, and he'll do it all the time.
It looks that way.
It is that way, and I'm sick of seeing you grouse about it.
All those letters coming today.
No, they're not. There's too much static around.
Oh, maybe me, huh, Casey? The trouble with you is you lose your temper too easily.
Haste him back to the newsroom, will you, Mr. Reed?
Well, it was about last night, forget it. As long as Ritter's in the saddle, we'll need some other method of breaking this story.
Hey, Miss Kate, hello, Mr. Reed. I've got something for the Sentinel.
Is it better than last night, Moran?
Please, that's taboo.
Mr. Reed, that hunch last night wasn't wrong. Frenchy is running his gambling joint.
What?
Sergeant, don't tell me Ritter changed his mind.
Ah, there ain't nothing definite, but get a load of this. You know, there's a couple of boys over to headquarters who feel like I do about Ritter.
There must be plenty. Ritter's tactics on anything to brag about.
That's how come I got a quick look at the letter that come into Ritter personal.
Go ahead.
This letter was from a party that wanted to know how much Ritter would want to protect other gambling joints.
Holy mackerel, you saw it?
That's carrying things pretty far, man. You wouldn't think any racket should be that confident.
When it comes to confidence, that's this crook's middle name, Mr. Reed. You can't let on where you got it. It may cost me my badge, but that note come from the Green Hornet.
About time. They gave me the runaround at your office, Ritter, so I decided
you came to my home.
What about that Hornet note?
What about it? It's ridiculous. An attempt to sling mud on me. If it was the Green Hornet, he had a nerve.
Quite simple. He wanted to open a gambling joint.
Why, you... Where did the Sentinel get its information? How did you know about this letter?
A little birdie, Ritter.
What's the number of your paper?
What for?
I'll put a stop to this constant heckling of a public official. I'll withdraw all police cards. I'll... What's the number?
It won't do any good, Ritter. I took my order straight from the publisher, Mr. Reed. And this time of night, he won't be at the Sentinel.
Reed, eh?
If he isn't at his apartment, he's out doing the night spots or at the theater.
Yeah. Playboy, eh? Telling me how to run my department. I'll call him tomorrow.
It won't do any good, Ritter. The Sentinel's after you all the way.
Get out. Get out of here.
And we'll keep it up.
Chief of police. That's the last.
I'll have to step on the Sentinel. Teach him a little respect. That note from the Green Hornet. I wonder how much he'd be willing to pay. Hello? Yes, Ritter speaking. Who's this? Yes, yes, I'm alone. Who? Green Hornet. Now, look here. That note you sent. Huh? How much? Yes, go ahead. I'm listening.
All right, Ritter. I knew we could do business. Yes, we'll make it Frenchy's place then. Goodbye.
Well, Mr. Bates?
Hook, line, and sinker, Cato. Ritter's a cool baby.
Did he say something about the note?
He said not to worry. He could cover it.
He's bad.
He's a racket salesman if I ever saw one.
Customer's always right.
Oh. Okay, Cato, that's it. The Green Hornet is a customer for protection. So Ritter acted pleasant.
He opened a gambling place?
Well, that's what Ritter believes. The chief of police sworn to uphold law and order. That's a fight.
You meet him, Mr. Bates?
Yes, Cato, tonight at Frenchy's place to arrange the details.
See?
Right in the middle of that den of thieves. It's going to be a close call, Cato. Three or four of them to my one. They should decide to unmask me.
What about me, Mr. Red?
You won't be in the room with me, Cato.
But I'm...
You'll have other work to do. A job that's twice as important as any conference the Green Hornet may be holding.
Oh, very well.
Don't look so glum. We've been in tight jams before. Got the Hornet mask and the gas weapon. We're going out in the Black Beauty. And relax. We're the only two who know that I'm the Green Hornet, and we'll keep it that way. I hope.
When Cato returned, Britt Reed opened a secret panel concealed behind his clothes press. He led the way along a narrow passage built within the wall of the apartment house, but connected directly with an adjoining building. Supposedly abandoned, this building served as a hiding place for the supercharged Black Beauty, streamlined, high-speed car of the Green Hornet.
Now, you know what you're to do, Cato?
I think so, Mr. Britt.
Plenty of smoke bombs in the Black Beauty?
Right there.
No, no, that'll be enough. I'll take a couple of them in my pocket just in case you don't have time enough to plan all of them.
Yes, sir.
Okay, hop in, take the wheel. All set? Let's go. Not now, Cato, but there will be. Come on, I don't want to keep Ritter waiting.
Hello, Reed. Come in.
Any minute.
I don't like this, Reed. Losing my place for a meeting with the Green Hornet. I have a room full of sucker here, and if he pops his nose in wearing that mask, they'll all leave.
He's coming directly here to your office.
Oh, so? We told him about the back entrance.
It was necessary to have some place to meet.
Why, nobody even knows who the Hornet is. He wore a mask.
That's enough, Reggie.
You are collecting from a dozen places already. Just more competition to me.
Don't you want protection, Reggie?
Huh?
The other evening, your place was raided. You remember that?
Sure, that was a phone. You tip me off ahead of time.
You'll do as I say, or the next time you may not be tipped off.
Listen, Ritter. Maybe you can cross me up, but I can tell plenty about you, too. Put that in your pocket.
All right, Frenchy, all right. Then we'll trust each other.
Yeah. Until I get mad. But if I do, Ritter...
You won't. Not while I'm police chief. There is.
Wait a minute, Ritter. Let me look through the people. It might be a raid or...
We've just gone over that. I order the raid.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm looking anyway. Yeah?
Open up.
Who are you?
Ritter's expecting me.
Just a sec. It's the Hornet, Ritter. I recognize the mask.
Open the door.
Sure. Sure, but get this. I'll be sitting in on this conference, see? Before it is over, I am going to get a look behind that mask. You understand? Okay, Hornet. Come in.
Heaven red. Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Get them on the little ball. Start spinning.
Saber.
Huh?
Come away from the wheel a minute, will you?
Hey, I'm running the game.
It's important.
You'll excuse me, ladies and gents. Got a new croupier. My partner will take over. Okay. What's up?
Where's the boss?
Frenchie? He's inside in the office. Him and Ritter is holding a meeting with this Hornet lark.
I was thinking I ought to tell him.
He don't want to be disturbed.
Yeah, I know. Take a look at this.
Well, where'd you get that?
I'm covering the upstairs, Chief. You know, the fire escape door's up there on the outside of the house. The guy can cover the whole joint out front.
Get the story.
Well, anyway, I think I see a guy up there. A little guy.
Did you nab him?
He had a kind of mask on. I went over to look, but he was gone. I figure maybe I'm seeing things, and then I find this. What do you think?
Give me it.
Where are you going?
Frenchie's going to see this, and you get upstairs and start looking around. Get moving.
On my way.
Frenchie.
Get back to the roulette wheel, David. You're not supposed to.
How can we get this matter settled with interruptions all the time, Ritter?
Well, Frenchie.
There won't be any more of them, Ritter. Now go on, David.
Take a look at this first.
I haven't got time. Oh, yes, it looks like a bomb.
It is a bomb, Frenchie.
You know about it?
I know all about it. I had it planted there.
Huh?
What? Good Lord. Get rid of it. Suppose it blows up.
Get back, Ritter. It's not going to blow up. Smoke, not explosives.
Smoke? What's going on?
Ritter, I told you not to trust this lunk. Take off that mask, Hornet.
That mask stays
blasting
on.
Blasting smoke bombs, pulling stuff.
Ritter and I are making a deal, Frenchie.
I don't like this kind of deal.
Yeah. Don't be a sap, Ritter. This guy is playing with loaded dice. If he don't take that mask off, we'll make him.
Say the word, Frenchie.
Walk, Frenchie. There's smoke going all over the place.
But shoot it, smoke.
It's upstairs. The cause of it. I called the fire department on the phone upstairs.
You called the... You fool. There's no fire.
All right. He called already. We got to get the gambling stuff out.
And the customers. There'll be cops coming in with the firemen.
Yeah. Get moving.
Stay away from that door.
What's
that
gun?
You're staying right in this room, all of you.
But we turned in an alarm. They'll be here in a minute.
We can phone the fire department. Tell them it's a mistake.
You're staying here, understand?
Oh, so that's the way it is, huh? Four against one, Hornet. Come on, you guys. Rush in.
You had four, you had...
Get him.
I didn't
care.
Station's deader than a morgue.
Well, if you can think of any better place to pick up a tip on the Green Hornet, Lowry, go ahead.
Go ahead and what?
I'm listening to the teletype. It's in the fire department. Alarm coming in from... Jumping codfish!
Hey, what goes on?
On your feet, Lowry. There's a fire over on Smith Avenue. Come on.
Who cares about a fire?
You'll care plenty about this one.
Huh?
It's Frenchie's gambling joint.
Frenchie's?
Yeah. Maybe now we can get some of that evidence we've been looking for.
Holy mackerel, that's a new way to make a raid.
Up to it, Moran. I'm right with you.
Just a lot of smoke.
Okay, here's my press card. Sergeant Moran, headquarters.
You ought to see the gambling stuff in there.
Yeah, we have seen it.
Yeah, us and dozens of other people, Larry.
Same joint that was empty the other night. And Ritter said there was no gambling.
That's Ritter lying over there, Sergeant. Him and three others. Found them out cold in the back room. There wasn't any smoke, but why they
Ritter! Okay, skip it. Come on, let's take a look.
Four of them, huh? Yes, here they are. That's Ritter, all right. Who are these other guys?
These two are small-time gamblers. Used to work for Frenchie.
Yeah, and they still are. Because here's Frenchie himself.
Oh.
Hey, he's coming around.
Why? Let's see what he says.
Yeah. Stop him. Ritter brought him here, the fool. Get him. Where am I?
Keep going, Frenchie. You're doing swell.
What's going on? Who are you guys? Fire engine. Hey, I'm outside.
Sure, outside your own gambling joint.
I don't run no gambling joint.
Save us for the comic strip, Frenchie.
You can't.
Listen, pal. Every fireman saw the inside of that place with the customers in it.
You mean weaknesses?
The roulette wheel, the dice table.
It works, Frenchy.
This is one raid that proves something. You didn't have time to clear out the evidence this time. Ritter couldn't tip you off.
Ritter, that's the louse. He's the guy.
Yeah?
I'll fix his wagon when I get through talking over your new police chief.
Now, maybe you can be selling me.
Ritter won't like it, but I do. Plenty.
What have I got to lose? This is a rap I can't duck anyway. Listen, I can prove Ritter gave me protection. I paid him for it, and so did all the others. I'll learn him to bring that guy here.
What are you talking about? Bring who here?
The guy that gassed us. We rushed him, but he was too fast. He pulled the trigger, and we go out like a light. I wanted to see under that mask.
A mask? Holy mackerel, you mean
he got away. Yeah, the Green Hornet.
But what's that crook got against Ritter? Yes, he doesn't like him, Moran. And when the Hornet doesn't like somebody, he's poisoned.